Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Stacey Alcorn is with us. She's a new friend. Not for long, though. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot she can teach us. She has the third largest real estate firm in the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She is got more than 270 real estate agents. God bless you, Stacey, for managing 270 real estate agents. Boy, that's a herd of cats. That's a herd of cats if I've ever seen one.
And you got that right.
Her new book is called Reach, Dream, Stretch, Achieve, Influence. It's available wherever books are sold. Your website is thereachmovement.com. Is that right, Stacey?
Yes, you got it.
So check it out, folks, and you'll see all the things that Stacey does to help to motivate entrepreneurs to accomplish their dreams. Stacey, you found a survey recently that talked about how Americans are feeling about opportunity here in our great country, and I want you wanted to report on that with us today, and I it's just fascinating to me that and in a way troubling that that we seem to be seeing less opportunity in America than we used to. What do you think?
So the article that was recently published was based on a study done by the Opportunity Nation Coalition. And what this survey said is that 15% of people aged 16 to 24 in the United States are not working or not in school, according to this study. So it's a little bit scary because this is our younger generation saying they're not even in work or school.
So what are they doing?
Well, that remains to be seen. I say that it's good opportunity, so hopefully we have a young generation that's kind of seeking out great opportunity to pursue exactly what they want to in their life, but it's scary.
Well, the according to their survey, if you go back to 1998, 68% of Americans said that opportunity in America was fair, and 29% said unfair. But today, more recently, just a month or so ago, it's almost 50-50, 50-44. So the number of people who the biggest drop really was the number of people who think that the opportunity is fair in America, from 68% to 50%. That's a big drop from a across the board number there.
It's a big drop, but it's also it really follows a little bit unemployment rate. So we're still in a time that unemployment is up in the United States, which technically, oftentimes we see that kind of this remorse across the country.
Yep.
But again, I mean, we're just in the country of opportunity.
You say you think it's associated with unemployment. Are there any other, I mean, obviously that's one of the causes of this kind of behavior. If you're unemployed, you're going to feel like there's not much opportunity, especially with the chronic unemployment we have. But what do you think is the cause of all this?
I would say that it's opportunity, and interestingly, because I've seen the influence of social media over the past 10 years, I think that we are more influenced than ever by the people in our lives with social media. So we're communicating all day long with not just a handful of people, but this huge group of people, and we're seeing conversations all day long on social media, and I think that can tend to drag some people down.
You think they're commiserating and with each other online a lot and sort of making excuses for each other? Is that what you think?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Another thing that was interesting in the survey was the way the opportunity index fell with regard to political party.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I can't say that, just speaking personally, I see that across the board, in my opinion, that all different political affiliations are kind of down a little bit when it comes to seeing the great opportunity in the
right.
country. So, again, it's just really...
But Republicans, it was interesting, though, that Republicans were consistently more optimistic about and more favorable about the... in fact, Republicans and independents are more favorable about the future of, in America, about opportunity in America, than Democrats were. And I thought that's fascinating. I mean, you might expect Republicans to be that way. I guess I wasn't too surprised about that. But even independents are significantly more optimistic about opportunity in America than Democrats. That's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It is really interesting. But I still think a lot of it comes down to the people that we associate with. I mean, typically, Republicans spend more time and they talk more and they commiserate more
yeah.
with other Republicans. And independents
mm-hmm.
the same, and Democrats the
I
same.
Like what you said about you are the average of the people you hang out with. Stacey, I got to wrap it up. Will you give us your website, please?
It is thereachmovement.com, and I appreciate the opportunity.
And the book is called Reach, and it's available wherever books are sold. Stacey Alcorn, come back soon.
I will, thank
good,
you.
Good job today. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.